rock, my strength, and my deliverer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This Sunday being the last Sunday we're here, as far as we know, at the Mass Rock, I think it would be remiss not to say something about the Mass Rock, and to reflect on this. And one of the reflections I was thinking about is, why did the priest make such an effort, not necessarily to go and give the people the Mass, but to go to a rock? Why didn't he go to the people's houses? It would have been much safer, I imagine. And one of the reasons, apart from the historical reasons, I'm sure there's historians out there who can tell me better reasons, but apart from that, one of the reasons is, from the Middle Ages, the church always had this idea that the Mass had to be said on a rock. And it was even enforced for a certain time that it couldn't be said anywhere else. And the idea, of course, is something that's a cause for reflection for us. If we look at the world around us and we see how things change, nature changes, and things are in constant change. But the one element that's the most unchanging, that stays the same all throughout ages, is the stone, the rock. And I think of all of us perhaps have these experiences of maybe climbing a mountain, but the particular one that I have is when I was in California and I climbed the Half Dome in Yosemite Valley. And you walk up there and you look down in the valley and it's just this massive slab of granite. And you think how long that has been there, how much that rock has seen, how many ages it's gone through. And it stays, it remains the same. So it's a symbol of something unchanging. And it's a reflection of that immutability of God, that He doesn't change all throughout the ages. Despite these different things and crises that we go through, whether it be the coronavirus or who knows whatever, what's going to happen next, God remains the same and unchanging. And because the mystery of all mysteries takes place at the Mass, it's most fitting that it takes the place on a symbol that is unchanging, that remains the same. And that's why the church asked from the very beginning that the Mass be said on a rock. It's the symbol of that unchangeableness of God. The rock, also, the stone also has other significance for the Christian world. The stone also has a significance for those going into battle. In ancient times, of course, it was used as a weapon. And you might say, well, what kind of significance does this have for us with all of our modern warfare, and stones aren't brought into the equation? But if you reflect and think on the one incident in the Old Testament, and this is brought to us this time in the church, brings this to the priest who reads Matins. And it's the story of the Jews who were fighting the Philistines. We all know this story very well. And they were faced with perhaps one of the most difficult enemies they had to face. And that was Goliath. It was this man who is described as a giant, strong man, and we can think when he had all of his armor on him, the Jews didn't know what they could do. How could they defeat this man? He was in a certain way invincible. We can imagine him going into battle with all of his armor, and I imagine him just taking his massive sword and just swiping and just cutting a whole bunch of heads. How could they defeat this man? And the way that he's defeated is a way that they can never imagine he would have been defeated. It's by a boy who has no armor, and his only weapon are stones, rocks, 5 stones. And his first throw of that stone hits Goliath in the temple of his head and immediately kills him. for us, I think this is extremely important. Because in the Christian life, it is a battle. And one of the most important battles, the battle that we fight, is here, in our thoughts, in our mind. First and foremost, it's there. And especially in today's world, we could say our mind is harassed by all these different images, these different things that are being presented to us, that it's everything is there. And whether it be those things that we might want or the things that are against the sixth and the ninth commandment, it's all there. Everything that we can pull up at our fingertips, and we can be obsessed with these things if we give ourselves over to them. And I would say, especially in today's age, more than in any other age. And we might come to a certain point where we think, how is it possible? It's too much. And I think for us, we have to reflect on that story of David and Goliath. All he had was a stone. And God gives us these stones that we need. It's not something extraordinary, but it's those ordinary means of the sacraments, these things that he's put at our disposal that we must use. And if we use them, if we have trust in him, we will defeat the enemy. The last significance of stone which I would like to reflect on is this, and again, this is not a natural property of a rock, but it comes from the Old Testament. We remember when the Jews were going through the desert into the Promised Land, and they would from time to time go to Moses and complain, we don't have any food, we don't have any drink. And this time they go to him and they said, why have you taken us to the desert? We don't have anything to drink. We should have just stayed in Egypt. So Moses goes to God and he tells God of his problem. And God says to take his staff, to tap it onto a rock, a stone, and that would give the people nourishment. So Moses does that, and water comes out from that rock. And we can imagine this, what this would have been to the Jews to seeing this. We know the story, it's familiar to us. But think of that, in the desert, nothing around, no water, and Moses taking his staff, tapping it on a rock, and water coming out of that rock. So, for the Jews, there was also the significance that from the stone, there was nourishment. And for us, we have, from the stone of the altar, comes all the nourishment for us, especially that nourishment for our soul coming from the Holy Eucharist. And as we're beginning a new chapter and turning the page to a certain extent, and we're going back into our church, let's focus on when we walk into that church and we have that Mass finally back in our church. Let's focus on the altar and the significance that has for us. And this, especially this threefold significance. First of all, think of that stone as being something that doesn't change, that unchangeableness that reflects God's unchangeableness. And that what's happening there on that stone, of course we don't have that stone here because the church allows for times like this to, if we can't have that, we don't have to do that, but when we go back into the church, let's reflect on that. Think of what's happening there on that stone. Why is it a stone? And that timeless Mass that's happening there on that stone, reflecting that unchangeableness of God. That, number one. Number two, the nourishment. Think of that significance of the nourishment that from the stone that the Jews received and that we receive from the altar. And last and most importantly, let's reflect on this strength. We read in the communion antiphon in today's Mass that I said at the very beginning of the sermon, the Lord is my rock, my strength, and my deliverer. And as we're going into battle, we need that rock. We need Christ. And despite everything changing around us and the world seems to be falling apart in every which way, we have this rock.
As the introit in the Mass says today, even if the enemy encamps itself across me, even if the enemy comes towards me, I will not fear, because the Lord, I have the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.